In the wake of Super Typhoon Haiyan, the death toll continues to climb. Efforts to provide food and clothing are accelerating, and some individuals are taking it upon themselves to provide information about what's being done and what can be done. In a modest apartment in Rahway, New Jersey, south of New York City, Christina Pastor constantly updates the flow of information to her website, The Philam.
Right now, I'm looking for how Filipino Americans are reacting to the tragedy. So I'm looking for stories about how they're raising funds, how they're feeling, what their thoughts are, how they are connecting with their families back home.
Hello?
Hi, Al.
Pastor founded the Philam website 2 years ago. She believes there was then, and is even more now, an online audience for Filipino information.
Can you explain a little bit why you're doing your own personal fundraiser?
It gets down to a people-to-people approach. She found out that even the corner grocery cashier is raising funds for the victims.
The story of the Filipino cashier who is doing his one-person donation relief effort is now posted. It has a picture.
As the relief supplies and money pile up, she says many Filipinos are concerned that the relief may end up in the wrong pocket.
There is also a little bit of impatience, and there is that feeling that the government is not as decisive in the process of trying to help the people out. So it's a lot of conflicted emotions going on right now.
Many stories she receives are heartbreaking, and she passes them along to her web audience.
There is a Filipino family man who tried to commit suicide by stabbing himself with a knife because he lost all his family members. And I thought that was really sad and heartbreaking.
The Philam website reaches several hundred thousand Filipinos around the world directly and through pickups by other media, especially in Manila. Bernard Chessman, VOA News, Rahway, New Jersey.